cars in connection with a road rage shooting in St. Louis.
The victim, Scott Thomas, survived being shot in his chest and side while stopped on the side of the road as he tried to get the brother's license plate number after a driving incident. The victim's four kids in the car, the youngest only three, were not harmed. Police say the Marino brothers had restraining orders against them by a neighbor they threatened with guns.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as a cold front sweeps through the state today. Risk of showers mostly early in the day through about midday. Then the front moves through. Breezy, cooler, high 76. Tonight, a few clouds, but chilly. Overnight low in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again on Thursday night. Tomorrow's high, great fall day, up to about 71 with blue skies and mid-70s on Friday. Risk of showers returns over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. The two people detained in connection to the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney have been charged in separate crimes. Police say she was kidnapped at a birthday party in Birmingham Saturday night. 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth is now facing separate charges for possession of child pornography. 29-year-old Derek Brown's probation has been revoked with no bond. The little girl who goes by Cupcake still hasn't been found. In West Alabama, students at Demopolis High School returned to school for the first time yesterday since the tragic deaths of their two schoolmates. 15-year-olds Natasha Daniels and Rayshawn Bennison died after they fell into the Tombigbee River and drowned. A funeral service is set for Sunday at the Demopolis High School gym. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager wanted for a double murder. 16-year-old Charles Jackson was arrested by U.S. Marshals Tuesday. He's charged with two counts of murder and assault in connection to the double shooting near Alabama State University's campus on August 15th. I'm Julia Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Paging Herman Brown. Herman Brown, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your opportunity to qualify to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. This, yeah, big shopping spree there. So Herman Brown, call 396-5477. You're the latest name in the name game. You can win this amazing shopping spree at Eastdale Mall. I believe it's at Home and Foot Locker.
I love At Home.
Yeah, At Home's a lot of options.
So much.
Especially with that amount of money. So Herman Brown, call 396-5477. More news and views in just a moment.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly, have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off, present the home. Buyers like clean homes, be able to show the home with a short notice, allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions, promote your home, through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell will be out for the next few days. He'll be back on Tuesday morning in the studio with me, and he's going to be here for the next few days. Frisco Riverstone.
Opening the kimono.
Indeed. That's such a weird phrase.
Can't help it.
Such a weird phrase. We have more coming up. Apparently, Donald Trump is about to do a joint press conference with the president of Italy, but of course, I'm sure other questions will take over. Sometimes you have to feel bad for some of these other heads of state who come in, and it just becomes the Trump show. Like, it's the Finnish president was last time when Trump cut that classic heel promo against the Democrats and in the impeachment process. That was a show.
Pure gold.
Wonder if we'll get that today, given how much the Democratic candidates for president last night went after Trump about the impeachment inquiry. And we'll see. Before we get into all this, though, another reminder. I was telling you off air, Frisco, that my parents were these types of folks, so were my grandparents, where they always had the camcorder going.
Yep.
And so there's old footage. I have to dig it up. Old footage of me, like, playing piano or banging on the piano, not really playing it very well. Or, you know, just having fun as a kid. Or old birthday parties where my brother, Will, had this habit of blowing out other people's candles. Right as happy birthday would get done, he'd just blow them out. And he'd do it for everybody.
And so, this is pre-cell phone video, right?
Right. So this is all camcorder stuff. And so we made the decision to move it into digital format. And that's exactly what you need to do by calling Dan Black Studios. Take those old analog memories that can deteriorate on that old tape and put it into the digital future so you can preserve it, share it with your kids and your children's children, all these sorts of things. Dan Black Studios right now, is until the month of October is up and over, gets 55% off to News and Views listeners. So if you call 279-6036, 279-6036, and say, hey, Dan Black, we heard about you on News and Views with Joey and Jack, it'll give you 55% off.
That's a deal.
VHS to DVD transfers. It's a great deal. But also, Dan Black provides business services. Well, any small business owner could be a great help if you're just getting started. Website design. Good to have a website. Video editing. Training videos. And television commercials. So if you're a blooming small business, give Dan Black and his team a call. They can really help you out on that promotion and getting your image out there. So when you're thinking video services, you need to be thinking Dan Black. And again, News and Views listeners get 55% off VHS to DVD transfers till the end of October. That number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. So I'm reading a tweet here from Lindsey Graham, our South Carolina senator, and he says, I hope President Trump is right in his belief that Turkey's invasion of Syria is of no concern to us. Abandoning the Kurds won't come back to haunt us, ISIS won't reemerge, and Iran won't fill the vacuum created by this decision.
Is he being serious, sarcastic?
I think he's criticizing the president there, but I think he's also being genuine, and I hope Trump's right, but I'm sure Lindsey thinks Lindsey is right.
Yeah.
And we'll see in that regard. But part of this broke out last night on the debate stage, and it was informative, and it was where I think Tulsi Gabbard really shined. It's where Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, Lindsey Continue just tweeted again. Sorry.
I worry we will not have allies in the future against radical Islam. What?
It makes you wonder kind of what's the motive for all that anyway.
ISIS will reemerge, and Iran's rise in Syria will become a nightmare for Israel. I fear this is a complete and utter national security disaster in the making, and I hope President Trump will adjust his thinking. The statements by President Trump about Turkey's invasion being of no concern to us also completely undercut Vice President Pence and Secretary Pompeo's ability to end the conflict.
Okay. Well, that's Lindsey's take on the matter, but this has been a long issue of mission creep. But before I get into my humble little opinion, this is where I thought Tulsi Gabbard shined last night.
And I loved this, yeah.
And she remained the only true anti-war, bring the boys home, bring the boys and girls home, Democrat. When did the Democrat Party become, well, I already know the answer to this, when did they become big, like, Russophobes and... Oh, the Russians have under every bed and behind every tree, and they're manipulating us in almost every way.
They cracked out the Russia stuff like maybe 30 seconds into the debate. I was like, okay, this is what this is going to be.
Well, this all happened when Donald Trump became president. So, but here's Tulsi last night.
It's being done by Turkey is yet another negative consequence of the regime change war that we've been waging in Syria. Donald Trump has the blood of the Kurds on his hand. But so do many of the politicians in our country from both parties who have supported this ongoing regime change war in Syria that started in 2011. New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. This morning, a CNN commentator said on national television that I'm an asset of Russia. Completely despicable.
By the way, the debate last night was hosted by CNN and the New York Times.
She called him out. I mean,
she should have.
Absolutely.
Good. It was good, but she continues on here.
And I would make sure that we stop supporting terrorists like Al-Qaeda in Syria, who've been the ground force in this ongoing regime change war. I'd like to ask Senator Warren if she would join me in calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria, finally. So really what you're saying...
And Elizabeth Warren was kind of dumbfounded. Her actual answer went on to be, well, I want troops out of the Middle East, but we have to do it the right way.
Yeah, she was like, wait, what? It's my turn now? There was like a pause there, and then it was kind of,
And this is partly why Tulsi Gabbard won the Drudge Report poll. The Drudge has changed. I can tell he's not necessarily in the president's camp, but she won 40% with hundreds of thousands of people voting there.
She also was on the very bottom of CNN's poll because she called him out. So.
Right. It's interesting how these online polls, they can't be trusted. They're interesting snapshots, though, of a given website and the way they're thinking about things. Now, setting up here, this is where Tulsi Gabbard got into a bit of a fray with, what's his name?
Buttigieg.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Can you really imagine? Oh, who's y'all's president? Oh, President Pete. Well, Mayor Pete and Tulsi get into it.
Mayor Pete, is that you would continue to support having U.S. troops in Syria for an indefinite period of time to continue this regime change war that has caused so many refugees to flee Syria, that you would continue to have our country involved in a war that has undermined our national security. You would continue this policy of the U.S. actually providing arms and support to terrorist groups in Syria, like Al-Qaeda, HTS, Al-Nusra, and others, because they are the ones who have been the ground force in this regime change war. That's really what you're saying. As people look to this automation revolution, they look to uncertainty. They don't know how this is going to affect their jobs and their everyday lives. And I agree with my friend Andrew Yang. I think universal basic income is a good idea to help provide that security so that people can have the freedom to make the kinds of choices that they want to see. I do not believe a federal jobs guarantee is the way to do that.
So she goes on, and they cut to Andrew Yang there where she's saying she's agreed, and Yang's like, hey, shut it. You're stealing my idea! But that always happens in politics. People co-opt each other's ideas, and that's what they were doing to Yang last night. But here's the thing, folks.
because I, and actually many people on the right, many populists like Tulsi Gabbard, she ain't getting the nomination for the Democratic
Not for
Party.
The Democrat, no.
Mm-mm. Not going to happen. And I thought one of the most interesting things last night, though apparently people in the Democratic Party, including some of the candidates, really didn't like it. What was the last question of the evening? Where Anderson Cooper asked
Anderson Cooper in the last 15 minutes brought up the whole Ellen DeGeneres hanging out at a football game with W.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, so...
Fooled me once, shame on you. Fooled me twice, I won't get fooled again.
So he brings it up in the last 15 minutes, and it sort of kind of... Well, it was in full, Anderson Cooper, I would expect him to do that. I mean, he is literally just sort of an entertainment kind of guy, and celebrity entertainment kind of guy. But a lot of the candidates were kind of upset, and of course, instantly, Kamala Harris and I think maybe Booker and a few other people said, they got on and tweeted instantly, there were no questions asked about immigration, there was no questions asked about the alphabet people, LGBTQ, RSTUV. Anyway, they jumped on and complained and were mad kind of that the last 15 minutes were spent on Ellen and W and didn't hit some of his...
I guess he was setting it up, actually, as tell us about a friendship you have that we wouldn't expect for you to have. And some of the answers are pretty good, actually. Like, for instance, and I wasn't surprised by some of them, Tulsi's answer was that she's good friends with Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy, who now has been fired from Fox News and is apparently going to join the president's legal team at some point.
Can't do that until January,
right,
February.
Some reason we're not sure
of. He has to wait a year after being... Yeah, I don't know.
Right. But Trey Gowdy is no, left winger by any means.
And we do not know what style hair he will have.
No, he's like a bad hair evolution. It's the guy tries. I give it to... Maybe he should go bald like the CNN commentators. Like, my goodness, I feel for you, Trey, because he has trouble. But Tulsi said, I'm good friends with him. We vehemently disagree on a lot of stuff, but he was there for me when I was having some personal issues. She didn't go into detail. Kamala Harris said she's friends with Rand Paul, that they work together a lot of criminal justice reform. And this is the stuff that will not get emphasized, though. It really is the stuff that the media and a lot of, the political players don't want to get into. They like division. They like suggesting and sowing division is the best way for us to, get along, is to be at each other's throats. I know that doesn't make any sense. But stuff that actually brings us together, stuff we actually have in common, gets swept under the rug. Oh, yeah, good for you. Let's fight. So, let's go back for a second to Tulsi Gabbard.
The value that someone feels in themselves and their own lives is not defined by the job that they have, but is intrinsic to who we all are as Americans, whatever we choose to do with our lives, and we can't forget that. If impeachment is driven by these hyper-partisan interests, it will only further divide an already terribly divided country.
That's my position. Exactly. And that should be more of a position for those on the left. This is why Tulsi's not going to win the nomination, because she's actually being somewhat truthful here. And now, she supports the impeachment inquiry, but I think if you impeach Donald Trump, you're not going to bring us together. Not by any means. And that's what impeachment should be used for, bringing people together and protecting the institutions, not using it as another partisan tool.
Well, we don't have the general, they don't have the votes to do it. I think right. The general population doesn't want it on both sides. It's not a smart idea. But I think the president knows that, too. And I think he may be playing into it a little bit. And, he brings it up just as much as everybody else brings it up, honestly. I kind of see that in a lot of his tweets.
Oh, he thinks it's going to be a benefit to him.
So, yeah, absolutely. There's a different angle for it.
Yeah, and we'll see where this goes. Again, we're awaiting the president to make remarks live in the White House. He's alongside the Italian president. Yeah, that's the Italian flag there.
Yep, that's it.
And we'll see whether or not this is going to be a super serious joint press conference or it's going to be the Trump show again against the press. And I do have to say this. For all the fake news claims, and there are plenty of justified claims of fake news, I have to say, some of the questions asked by the moderators last night, even the ones that lean left, were pretty good. like asking Elizabeth Warren, how are you going to pay for your Medicare for All plan? And not letting her wiggle out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to raise taxes on the middle class? It's a very straightforward question. They asked all these candidates up there, if you don't have Republican support, is impeachment wise? It's a very good question. It goes to the heart of exactly what Tulsi Gabbard just said. I think these Democrat candidates are playing to their base so much, and they're forgetting we have these things that, you know, record video and audio and that save it. They continue to cut ads left and right, no pun intended, that are going to be run by the president of the United States in 2020. The one person that seems to really get it, well, Tulsi gets it, Pete Buttigieg was running towards the middle. He was trying to present himself as a moderate Democrat from the industrial Midwest, and he kept saying, y'all are going too far, and we have this chance to bring the country together and do great progressive things, but you, because you can't have the whole hog, then you don't want to do it. And that's the tact he was taking.
In the beginning, yeah. Mm. But
and then Cory Booker wanted to do the, like, I don't know what he was up to last night.
No.
Like, oh, we just, I'm worried about how we talk to one another, guys. I'm worried about how this is viewed by America. I'm just worried. I just wish we could all get a look. Can I give you a hug? Like, what is going on? Cory Booker's strategy last night was odd, to say the least.
I think he's there to prop somebody else up. He's obviously not a strong candidate, but I think that somebody, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris, maybe, I think he can play along with them and sort of prop them up, but he's obviously not a serious...
Well, and he might be there running for VP.
Yeah. And that's true.
There are
true
a few
too,
folks
yeah.
doing that.
Yep.
And we still have yet to get to Tom Steyer, but we got to hit another break here. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone in studio. 272-922 is the number if you want to talk on air. We'll be right back.
WACV.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW whole business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Tire City!
Valid through October 19th.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell will be out for the next few days on his trip to Texas, but in the studio with me for the next few days, Frisco Riverstone. And folks who don't know much about Frisco, let's just say he's a young, successful man about town.
Joey, thank you.
And I'm not, you know, you're wanting to be anonymous. That's not your birth name, I assume.
No. It was my Twitter handle before the Twitter police banned me. I was actually I was a quite influential Twitter personality.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a whole Joey Clark radio hour.
Yeah, and those
about
podcasts
it.
Are still up.
Yeah,
where, well, honestly, you came out as a conservative.
I came out on this this station.
As a
conservative.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's actually a great episode.
Well, it's good to have you here, Frisco.
Thanks, Joey.
Good to have you here. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. I've been working out with one of the co-owners, Alex Snyder, over at the Montgomery location on Zelda Road. That's right in the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center, right above Firehouse Subs, and then right across. It's a split facility, right above Firehouse Subs, and then right across the parking lot. That's where I'm usually at, right across the parking lot from Firehouse, where you know, I start doing all those heavy compound lifts, brother, like bench and squat and deadlift, all that stuff. And I'm loving it because it's not just making me look a little better in the mirror and feel more confident in that way, but just being stronger in general. But it's a great way to discipline myself every day. And given that our job here is to talk all the time, it's nice to just have a task in front of you that requires literally lifting a heavy weight. So I love it. But you don't have to be doing the same workout program I'm doing in order to enjoy Express Fitness 24/7. They have state-of-the-art equipment, a lot of cardio machines, especially above Firehouse Subs. So if you want to get in there on the elliptical and the treadmill, on the bike, there's so many options for you. Weighted kind of cable machines, but also free weights like I'm using, you know, dumbbell racks and all sorts of stuff I've never wanted for equipment. And when it is crowded over there, say in the afternoon, everybody who works out there has been very courteous. We look out for one another, a lot of good conversation. It's a great place. And the best part is it's in the name, 24/7. Once you become a member for no long-term contract, there's a one-time sign-up fee and then a low monthly rate. You have 24/7 access with key fob technology. There is also 24/7 surveillance to keep the place secure. But you can make it work with your schedule at Express Fitness 24/7, so check them out. If you want to join me at the Montgomery location, give Alex a call, 386-8689, 386-8689. Tell Alex that Joey from the radio sent you. But you can also check out their website because there are locations for Express Fitness 24/7 all over the River Region in Clanton, Pine Level, Prattville, Wetumpka, Millbrook. You can check out what location's best for you at expressfitness24.com. Again, Express Fitness 24/7 is where I'm working out, and happy they are a sponsor of the program here. Now, again, we're awaiting President Trump speaking in front of the press after last night's debate. He spoke a little bit in the Oval Office, but that's the way the president works. There's usually like a warm-up act with a foreign leader, you know, one of those sit-down press gaggles in the Oval, and then he comes out with a joint press conference and he starts really going crazy. Depends on what the press does. The president is very much a counter-puncher, so we'll see how he behaves himself given how the press behave themselves. But off the heels of last night's Democratic debate, it should be a juicy situation. And of course, what's on a lot of people's minds, after some of what was talked about last night, and of course what's happened in the last few days, is President Trump's decision to withdraw troops from Syria. Allies of the president, like Lindsey Graham, are very worried. But what has happened in Syria is a classic case of a regime change war that went wrong.
a regime change war where we tried to use troops on the ground. This is what we did in Libya. It's what a lot of the Arab Spring was. Some of it was organic, but some of it was also the U.S. pushing. And it hasn't worked out great. The Arab Spring, in many ways, did not make things better for the people of the Middle East or for America's security situation. And what happened in Syria became what do you call it? Just mission creep. At first, it's like, oh, we got to take out ISIS. Well, but now we got to help the people defeat Assad, and we have to fight Iranian influence, and now we have to protect the Kurds forever and forever against our NATO ally, Turkey.
Nation build.
It is. It's something that very much frustrates me. By the way, all this being done without any declaration of war by Congress, just by executive branch fiat, and I guess you can make a thin, shallow case that, you know, that you use the 2001 authorization to use military force to go after Al-Qaeda, to go after ISIS.
Well, that's how they get away with it, without having the declaration of war.
But there's no declaration of war to take out Assad.
Mm-mm.
So give me a break. And there's a great article came out, I believe, yesterday from Pat Buchanan. In many ways, Pat Buchanan was reborn in Donald Trump's political career. And this is what Pat Buchanan writes. President Donald Trump could have been more deft and diplomatic in how he engineered that immediate pullout from northeast Syria. Very true. I agree with Mr. Buchanan on that front. And I think a lot of people, even who like the troop withdrawal, agree as well. But in many ways, this is Erdogan calling the president's bluff after the president called Erdogan's bluff for 2 years and held off a Turkish invasion into Syria to take on the Kurds. Yet that withdrawal, writes Pat Buchanan, was an inevitable consequence, as were the consequences of the withdrawal. 1,000 U.S. troops and their Kurdish allies were not going to dominate indefinitely the entire northeast quadrant of a country the size of Syria against the will of the Damascus Assad regime and army. Had the U.S. refused to vacate Syrian lands on Turkey's demand, a fight would have been inevitable, whether with Turkey, Damascus, or both. And this nation would neither support nor sustain a new war with Turks or Syrians. And whenever the Americans did leave, the Kurds, facing a far more powerful Turkey, were going to have to negotiate the best deal they could with Syria's Bashar al-Assad. Nor was President Erdogan of Turkey going to allow Syrian Kurds to roost indefinitely just across his southern border, cheek by jowl with the Turkish Kurds of the PKK that Erdogan regards as a terrorist threat to the unity and survival of his country. It was Russia that had stepped in to broker the deal, whereby the Kurds stood down and let the Syrian army take over their positions and defend Syria's border region against the Turks. Some ISIS prisoners under Kurdish control have escaped, but if the Syrian army takes custody of these prisoners from their Kurdish guards, those ISIS fighters and their families will suffer fates that these terrorists have invited. Denunciation of Erdogan for invading Syria is almost universal. Congress is clamoring for sanctions. NATO allies are cutting off weapon sales. But before we act, some history should be revisited. This is, again, folks, an article by Pat Buchanan. Turkey has been a NATO ally, a treaty ally, for almost 7 decades. The Kurds are not. Turkish troops fought alongside us in Korea. Turkey hosted Jupiter missiles targeted on Russia in the Cold War, nuclear missiles we withdrew as our concession in the secret JFK-Khrushchev deal that ended the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Turks accepted the U.S. weapons and then accepted their removal. The Turks had the second largest army in NATO. They are a nation of 80 million, a bridge between Europe and the Middle East. They dominate the Dardanelles and the Bosphorus, the entrance to and exit from the Black Sea for all U.S. and Russian warships. U.S. warplanes are based at Turkey's air base.
Inzerlik?
You live there. I forget.
I did, yeah.
Inzerlik Air Base, as are 50 U.S. nuclear weapons. And Turkey harbors millions of refugees from the Syrian civil war, whom Erdogan keeps from crossing into Europe. Moreover, Erdogan's concern over the Syrian Kurdish combat veterans on his border should be understood by us. For instance, when Pancho Villa launched his murderous 1916 raid into Columbus, New Mexico, we sent General Blackjack Pershing with an army deep into Mexico to run him down. With no allies left fighting on our side in Syria, the small U.S. military force there is likely to be withdrawn swiftly
and fully. Today, the Middle East and world have been awakened to the reality that when Trump said he was ending everlasting commitments and bringing U.S. troops home from endless wars, he was not bluffing. The Saudis got the message when the U.S., in response to a missile and drone strike from Iran on Iranian-backed militias, which shut down half of Riyadh's oil production, well, the U.S. did nothing for the most part. I think the Saudis got the message. Said Washington, this is between Saudi Arabia and Iran. It is. Hence, it was stunning that the administration at the end of last week, under fire from both parties in the House and Senate for quote-unquote abandoning the Kurds, announced the deployment of 1,500 to 3,000 troops to Saudi Arabia to bolster the kingdom's defense against missile attacks. The only explanation for the contradiction is old senator's maxim. The clammy hand of consistency should never rest for long upon the shoulder of a statesman. Spoken like a true politician. Yet this latest U.S. deployment notwithstanding, Saudi Arabia has got the message. Trump will sell them all the weapons they can buy, but no Saudi purchase ensures that the Yanks will come and fight their wars. Thus, the Saudis have begun negotiating with the Houthi rebels, with whom they have been at war in Yemen since 2015, and they are seeking talks with Iran. A diplomatic resolution of quarrels seems to have come to commend itself to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman once he learned that the Americans do not regard Saudis as we do NATO allies. Nor should we. Undeniably, the decisions not to retaliate against Iran for the attack on Riyadh's oil facilities and the decision to terminate abruptly the alliance with Syria's Kurds sent shockwaves to the world. Where the Americans spent much of the Cold War ruminating about an agonizing reappraisal of commitments to malingering allies, this time the Yanks may be deadly serious. This time the Americans may really be going home. Every nation that today believes it has an implied or treaty guarantee that the U.S. will fight on its behalf should probably recheck its whole card, as they should, and this is not a bad thing. We should reevaluate, for lack of a better word, this empire we inherited after World War II that we've expanded throughout the Cold War. We don't have enough money to continue our overextended obligations. We need to pick the obligations we're willing to hold on to, reevaluate those and resecure them, consolidate those gains, and then pull back from where it is not in our interest. And I'm sorry, dominating the whole globe is not in our interest, though some in Washington would still have you believe it. Again, as I said yesterday, it's a marathon, not a sprint. These things develop over years, and yet the media just wants to pull on your heartstrings when, to be blunt, the world is often a tragic, horrible, violent place, and it is not the role of the U.S. government, well, it's not in the capability of the U.S. government, even if they want it to save the world and every people from every tragedy that might come their way. I really like Pat Buchanan's take on this. Don't always agree with Pat, but he's well, there's a reason he had a high profile for years, and he can still write a hell of an essay. Appreciate that. We got to hit another break here. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone in studio. We'll be right back. If you want to get some parting shots in before the Dan Moore show, give us a call. 272-9228. 272-9228. Be right back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as a cold front sweeps through the state today. Risk of showers mostly early in the day through about midday. Then the front moves through. Breezy, cooler, high 76. Tonight, a few clouds, but chilly. Overnight low in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again on Thursday night. Tomorrow's high, great fall day, up to about 71 with blue skies and mid-70s on Friday. Risk of showers returns over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Children behave.
News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark, my usual co-host Jack Campbell. Well, he's not in studio, but he is on the phone in the midst of his travels. Welcome to the show,
Jack.
How
you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
That's good. I'm en route to my destination. Well, I'm en route to the Birmingham Airport, but don't tell the Montgomery Airport that. I just wanted to call and tell Mr. Riverstone that I appreciate is filling in for me when I'm not able to be there.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I'm keeping your seat nice and warm.
Well, believe me, I got a big enough ass, I keep it warm for days. I'm listening on the radio. Y'all are doing a good job. I really do appreciate you filling in for me.
Absolutely. Anything.
How's the restaurant business?
It's great. It's always great. Busy.
Good. Well, we want to help you out. I love going there. Your food's great.
Thank you.
And your sister's, she's not bad to look at, even though I'm not inclined, but she's a good-looking girl, and she's real nice.
They keep her up front, and they keep me in the back. So.
Well, the last time I went there, and I asked where you were, and they said you were at air conditioning school, and I just thought that was the funniest thing, or ice maker school or something.
Well, yeah.
You said you were tired of paying people to fix stuff.
Absolutely, and that's the type of attitude I have. So if I need to get it done, I'll just go educate myself and get it done.
Well, don't expect a paycheck from the radio station. But anyway, at least you're getting some notoriety.
Awesome.
Y'all have a
Thank
great
you, Jack.
Weekend.
Thank
and
you,
thanks for helping out.
Absolutely.
I hope
thanks,
you enjoyed
Jack.
The trip, and I'll see you bright and early on Tuesday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good hearing from him.
Aww.
He almost outed your identity there.
Almost. I'm sure a few people
have figured it out, I'm sure.
It's all right.
But again, this is Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone, in studio with me. Now, one thing we've talked about the debate from all these different angles. We haven't talked about Joe Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Wait, I'm sorry, what's his middle name?
Robinette.
Okay, that's cool.
And I always think of, like, some Robinette,
Joe, you're such a strapping young man. I know you're already in your 70s, but, you know, I got a decade on you. You tell those dastardly Republicans to keep their hands off my Medicare, okay? Be a doll and go give me some more cigarettes, too.
Anyway, Biden's response on the Syria thing, I'll get off the Syria thing in a second, but his response on Syria was rich. This is the guy under the Obama-Biden administration who got us into this mess. And they want to talk about, oh, there's a slaughter on the Turkish border. Well, not as much as we thought, because the Syrian troops from Damascus are now there helping out the Kurds to push back against Turkey. But 500,000 people died in the Syrian civil war during the Obama-Biden administration. So don't talk to me about carnage. And certainly don't give me half-baked ideas of, no, we'll put the 1,000 troops back in there with air cover, and we'll take back those positions. What the hell are you talking about, Joe? It was not a good moment for the former vice president. But he is now speaking today. He's still in Columbus, Ohio. But here's what he said last night. He was asked point-blank by Anderson Cooper, the Silver Surfer of Late Night News.
Andy Coop.
About his son, Hunter. And let's listen into this answer. I wonder, folks, do you find it convincing?
Thank you, Congressman. The impeachment inquiry is centered on President Trump's attempts to get political dirt from Ukraine on Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter. Mr. Vice President, President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence.
Hold on.
He falsely?
You know, you can do something wrong and it can still be legal, Anderson. But he's carrying the media line. No evidence, falsely accused. But even though it's like no evidence of wrongdoing and falsely accused of, you know, it's a false accusation against Joe and his son, Hunter. All that, if that's what the media's going with, why are the Bidens acting so cagey about this? Listen to this answer.
Evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you. Having said that, on Sunday, you announced that if you're president, no one in your family or associated with you will be involved in any foreign businesses. My question is, if it's not okay for a president's family to be involved in foreign businesses, why was it okay for your son when you were vice president?
Oh, nice vice president Biden. There.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. I did nothing wrong. Right. I carried out the policy of the United States government in rooting out corruption in Ukraine. And if that's what we should be focusing on. And what I wanted to make a point about, and my son's statement speaks for itself. He spoke about it today. My son's statement speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office. Mm-hmm. On the 17th, look, the fact that George Washington worried on the first time he spoke after being elected president.
Wait, what?
That what we had to worry about is foreign interference in our elections. It was the greatest threat to America. Mm-hmm. This
foreign
president on three occasions has invited foreign governments and heads of government to get engaged in trying to alter our elections. Mm-hmm. The fact is that it is outrageous. Rudy Giuliani, the president, and his thugs have already proven that they, in fact, are flat lying.
No, really.
What we have to do now is focus on Donald Trump. He doesn't want me to be the candidate. He's going after me because he knows if I get the nomination, I will beat him like a drum.
Oh, ooh.
Mr. President, as you said, your son Hunter today gave an interview, admitted that he made a mistake and showed poor judgment by serving on that board in Ukraine. Did you make a mistake by letting him? You were the point person on Ukraine at the time. If you can answer.
Look, my son's statement speaks for itself. I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine.
Sure.
No one has indicated I have. Mm. We've always kept everything separate. Even when my son was the attorney general of the state of Delaware, we never discussed anything. So there'd be no potential conflict. My son made a judgment. I'm proud of the judgment he made. I'm proud of what he had to say, and let's focus on this. The fact of the matter is that this is about Trump's corruption. That's what we should be focusing on.
It's about Trump's corruption. That's what we should be focusing on. Okay. Well, we'll see how it plays out, Joe. But you don't seem to have a very forceful answer in response to this, or at least you seem hesitant and cagey how you're answering these charges. And if you think you're exonerated or have been exonerated by the National Press Corps, well, just hold on to your butts. Hold on to your butts. We'll see if Joe Biden can get out of this, but I think he's a dead man walking in many respects. But we have to hit this last break of news and views here. 272-9228. There's Joe right there speaking in Dayton, Ohio. We will see where this goes, but I think it's clear now, given all the attacks on Elizabeth Warren, she's now the presumptive frontrunner, not Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Be right back. More news and views. 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, Welcome back to the closing moments of News and Views here. Donald Trump has now taken the podium, doing a joint press conference here with the president of Italy. And it's just opening statements, how these things usually go, or how it went last time, and when Dan Morris and I covered it last time, is they open up with a pretty generic, like, oh, okay, it's wonderful for the president to be here. There's so many great things going on in Italy. Did you know that Rome's in Italy, and the Roman Empire emanated from Italy? You can go see the Colosseum, everything. I tried to get my name licensed on it, and they wouldn't let me. But he'll do these just very nice, generic, diplomatic, you know, wonderful. The other head of state will do the same, and then they open it up to the press, and God knows what happens then. It depends on how the press behaves. So we will see, and that's happening as we speak. But Frisco Riverstone's in studio with me, and you think your favorite part of the debate last night was, what do you call it?
I call it the Beta Boy Beatdown. I think that's the newest one, or the Battle of the Betas.
Oh, so it was Beta.
Beto, who is a beta male, and Pete Buttigieg, who is arguably the same, kind of went back and forth a little bit, and I believe it was Pete Buttigieg who said, you do not need to be lecturing me on something about guns.
Courage.
Courage. And anyway, and then it cuts back to Beto, Robert Francis, and the look on his face was like he had just, you know, made some sort of like insulted him for his religion or something.
Quivering lower lip.
Quivering lower lip. It was almost like he made some sort of like foul racial comment or something and just retreated.
Well, and Buttigieg did come to play. He was hitting Warren, and though Andrew Yang also hit Warren a few times, his takedown on the wealth tax was fantastic. And Beto actually came to play, but Buttigieg had the response to Beto. Beto keeps getting out there with like, before the debate, Buttigieg called Beto's mandatory gun buyback confiscation.
Yeah.
Which it is. Yeah. And essentially, Beto, I want people to comply, and I think most people comply. But if they don't, like you ask, I mean, I guess we'll just have to take it from them and do other things law enforcement does. Really?
In the wake of law enforcement breaking into people's homes and accidentally shooting them, he thinks we should send law enforcement into people's homes and confiscate them.
That's amazing to me. With Democrats so concerned about police and police being too heavy-handed, let's task the local and federal police to go take people's weapons. That'll work out well, especially for minorities and poor people.
Yeah.
Break. It's just crazy. He, like, I think represents the Democrats' id. It's like all the things they actually want, but they're smart enough, most of them, not to actually say it outright. Sure. So the headline, though, on Drudge is Buttigieg. And the fact that he came to play, a lot of Democrat pundits were impressed with him last night. He is raising more money. He's not really gaining in the polls, but we'll see.
The CNN poll, for what it is, had him just right beneath Elizabeth Warren, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Huh.
It is a CNN poll, but right. I did find that fairly interesting. I didn't see him.
But Tulsi's my girl.
Oh, yeah.
She was looking great last night. She sounded great, too.
She looked good. She sounded good.
Yeah. But it probably means she won't be the nominee for the Democrats.
Absolutely not.
And that does it for News and Views. We'll be back bright and early at 9 a.m. tomorrow. We should have April Marie Fogle in studio with us, Frisco.
Fun, yeah.
It's going to be a lot
of fun. I like
when
she's in.
Yeah, the triumvirate will assemble here on News and Views. It should be a good time. Coming up, the Dan Moore Show. I'll be sticking around, producing for the Dan Moore Show. Should be fun. More recap of last night's debate, plus all the breaking news going on throughout the day. Dan is ready. He sent me the clips. We've got plenty to cover.